Jared McAway.
Okay, you have that one, sir. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kowalas is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Mr. Wagner?
Is here.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Jared Michael Wagner, 14-16-21.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on September 15th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
The form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Seeing no lawyer with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, correct, sir.
I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. You can see on the video screen, to my extreme far left, at the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Luis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. And to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, who will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Wagner and Mr. Osborne, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, or so you affirm.
Swear to God.
I do, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Wagner, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, we will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
I do, sir.
According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number 3 is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6420 South Park Avenue, Tucson, Arizona, on or about August 19, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Wagner, is this true or false?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Wagner's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Thank you.
Just 1 second, Mr. Wagner, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing. Okay, sir, we're going to move on to phase two. During this phase, we'll determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as our community corrections officer, Mr. Osborne, is going to give us additional background information. If you will just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Wagner was released from DOC custody on May 16th of 2016. He was arrested on August 24th of 2017 by the Tucson Police Department on his absconder warrant status and a misdemeanor criminal trespass. He was returned back to our custody on August 25th of 2017 with 5 abscond days with a community supervision end date of June 20th of 2018. Current conviction, 2006, theft, 1 year. Prior convictions, 1999, drive-by shooting, 4 years. 2006, criminal damage, 2 years, 6 months. 2006, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. 2006, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. And 2006, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. He's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3-3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is FCG and gang information noted that he is a suspected Aryan Brotherhood, and on July 1st of 13, during a review of the address book belonging to inmate Wagner, SSU ID the point of contact for the following inmates: inmate Rosenberg and inmate Redgate, who are known SCG members of the Aryan Brotherhood. Prior terms of supervision, 2002, GIS check violator, cited by Tucson Police Department for DUI with a BAC of 0.161. He was cited and released, but then returned to custody and revoked. He has a moderate disciplinary history with possession of weapons, assault with a weapon, and threatening behavior noted. Other arrests, 2003, driving while intoxicated, AZ felony conviction probation. He has a community risk score of G5B6, and I do have status and charges attached from Supervising Parole Officer Stephanie Erickson, dated Monday, September 25th of 2017. Said he was arrested on August 24th of 17 for criminal trespass and misdemeanor, and per the Tucson City Court, the charge was dismissed by the prosecutor.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Back to you, Mr. Wagner. Looks like that when you were released from custody, you were approved to reside at 4414 South White Pine Avenue, Tucson. In December 2016, you were placed in the ITH program with the Pima Reentry Center. You completed the ITH program and were approved to move back into 4414 South White Pine. In August 2017, you were approved to reside with your boss at 425 West Columbia Street, Tucson, Arizona, but he wasn't getting along with his family, according to the notes, pardon me. And in August 17, you were placed in the Behavior Modification Program at Behavioral Systems Southwest in Tucson. It says that you checked in August 18th and left the program on August 19th. We have reported employment, initially at Auto Glass Warehouse, and then later reported working at Avenging Inc. Auto Body and Tattoo. Programming notes, you were assigned a color of the day. You submitted 8 UAs for testing that were negative. It also says that you submitted specimens that were negative 21 times in ITH. You failed a test when your color was called in December 2016. You submitted specimens that were positive for methamphetamine in June 2016. I'm not sure these dates are correct. And December 2016, I think they are. Just had it out of order. Submitted a sample for positive THC in August 2016. Drug test for intake at BSS was positive for methamphetamine and opiates. On supervision, you completed the moral recognition therapy program and the 90-day intensive treatment program, PRC. I guess I'll begin there. It would seem that you were on absconder status for a very short period of time. So what happened between the time that you were missing from community supervision and arrested on your abscond status, sir?
To be honest, sir, I was at the University of Arizona applying for admissions in the Grand Forum Chinese school. The day I was taken to custody, I saw a Tucson police vehicle parked on my truck. Members of board, I saw this vehicle from well over a block away. I walked up to him and I surrendered myself. I was on my Jerry Wagner. I have a warrant out.
Just 1 second, is that consistent with your notes?
As far as turning himself in, sir, I'll raise my hand. I don't have that listed in the notes. He had a warrant issued back on August 15th of 2017 also for leaving a residence and not notifying his parole officer. But on 8/17, he was stabbed in the office and that warrant was quashed and he was given another chance.
You said that you were trying to enroll at U of A. What were you planning on studying, Mr. Wagner?
Psychology in the face of incarceration on public and counties and between that and mental illness. elected in prison reform, and that whole feeling that you guys have got, so I tell people, stay out of here.
Have you had, again, only because you brought this up, I'm not trying to dig deep in your medical history, but have you had any SMI issues?
It's something that I definitely need to address. A week prior to my medical officer placing me in the behavioral system Southwest, my mom had me petitioned to the crisis response center. And so there's definitely a lot to learn about my mental health. I provided you guys with a letter from the staff here. I was brought into a group home with co-occurring diagnosis and substance use issues. I've been rolled in stress management class, and it's definitely something I need to, it's something I need to look into for sure.
There's something I'm not understanding, and I ask with respect, but it says that you were stopped, the senior parole officer Erickson, in August for not living at your approved address. You were verbally reprimanded, referred to behavior modification program, behavior system Southwest. You didn't complete the program. I'm not sure if you already said this, but why didn't you complete the program, sir?
Okay, another thing about my history is when I registered to my My lawyer says, take the state, you get 2.5 or 3.5 years on it. I take complete and I get 13 years on it. And it was an error on my part for not fully understanding the documentation. Had I read thoroughly, understand it better, I would have understood that the judge at discretion gave me a lot more time and I would negotiate it complete. But my parole officer mandated my placement at Behavioral System Southwest. He told me it's for 30 days. I get to the Behavioral System Southwest, and now it says for 90 days, no visits, no work release. And they want me to sign all these documents that I fully understand. And because prior to being petitioned to the state hospital, I displaced correlated with mental health. And I didn't understand any of the documents they want me to sign. It scared me, and that's why that's the only reason I left. Up until that point, it sounded like a positive place where I didn't meet at that point in my life. It sounded like they're trying to offer me a lot of resources. And one thing it came down to is I was scared to sign documents that I didn't understand.
Okay, sir, let me ask you this question. Do you still believe that you need some sort of behavioral health treatment?
Yeah, more than ever. And it's something that's been extremely hard for me to come to terms with, acknowledge myself that there might be something wrong with me and that I might need help too. But yes, absolutely.
If this board saw fit to return you to community supervision, and you need to understand that we don't have any control over where you're sent, if should you be referred by parole for a behavioral health treatment. If, for example, you're returned to the same location, would you have any problems with that program now, or is it a refusal to be part of that program? I mean, help me out.
It was the board. I haven't been home for a lot of days since I have the 18-year-old cases that I introduced to the prison system. What I'm asking today was for you guys to consider me to be released to Pima Reentry Center, where I stay until I find the best environment for me to be with my parole officer. And if it's the Behavioral System Southwest for 90 days, then I'll be damn grateful for a second chance. Absolutely. And if you think about this, October 2nd, that comes with January 2nd, I've got a structured environment, I get the help I need, and that'll make sure I'm home for the holidays this year. So yes, absolutely. I'll program is directed. I'll meet you with my school, and we'll see you in plenty.
It looks like that you had a some sort of setback with methamphetamine. What happened there?
I wish I knew. To be honest, since I was graduated from you, I've been extremely lost in my, having trouble being lost with my family, having trouble finding myself, having trouble with a lot of things. and I have substance abuse issues that I'm learning to understand, and I need help with, and it's something I'm learning about, something I need help with. It's a monster on my back. But I'd like to point out to the board that yes, I have fell out some duties. I've also, I have ratio 10 to 1 for cleaning duties to duties. I've asked that you please see the progress in that.
Well, thank you for your honesty with this board, sir.
Yes, sir.
And also, I commend you for working for the time that you were on community supervision. That's always a positive sign. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you at this point. Okay. Okay, Mr. Wagner, we're getting close to the end of our hearing. Would you like to give a final statement before this board, before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, so is there anything you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, just have this letter for you guys. Allow me to be redundant, though. I don't know if you'd like me to read it, or if you just like me to go from the heart here.
Yeah, I think we've covered quite a bit of information, but I'm not cutting you off. I would probably just go to the part of the message.
Okay. I can do this. I got this. I'm a success story. My dream is to get out and go to school and study, be a part of my family's life. But I need help with it. I comply with the court every step of the way. They didn't have to come with it for me. I turned myself in. I have financial obligations that shall not be are going to be extremely hard for me to overcome. I was able to finance a brand new truck, I got a credit card, and everything is just in a number right now. I haven't had a ticket in UOC for 6 or 7 years, and I have a minor ticket. I know how to do my time. I need to learn to live life out there. I pay with you, let me go off the holidays, and let me adapt to putting it in my life. I'm doing this with this ability, I promise, continue to do so.
Thank you, Mr. Wagner. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our decision. So if you just remain on the phone and listen in, we are going to discuss the case, come to a vote, and make our decision regarding your community supervision, and we'll get back to you shortly. Thank you, sir. Fellow board members, I will say I'm not sure if I'm taking in everything. Completely clearly, he was on abscond status for a very short amount of time. Recognize that he had a relapse with methamphetamine, and that he is open about behavioral health issues. Unfortunately, he was given an opportunity with a behavioral system Southwest, and it did not work out for him. I don't want to make any accusations. He said that it there was a lot of paperwork and conditions, and that it scared him, and that he left the program, and that he was recovered again fairly quickly by the Tucson Police Department. I guess someone knew you away. There was the business of him being arrested for criminal trespassing, but that was dropped. And so I guess the question that I have, and I'd like to begin the discussion with, he has close to 9 months left of his flat prison sentence, and I am questioning the best use of that time balanced with, you know, what's safe, what's responsible for the public safety issues of the people of Arizona, and that's where I'd like to begin the discussion.
Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Quinones,
I'm just a little bit concerned about the drug use at the end of last year. And I think I heard Mr. Wagner saying that he would participate in treatment, but he would have to be very, very careful about not getting involved in drugs again if we decided to allow him to go back on community supervision. Because that will, of course, the additional condition will be there, immediate revocation proceedings. But that's my main concern. I mean, I could be amenable to putting him back on community supervision with that one question remaining.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. And I have to admit, I'm balanced between that concern, or teetering between that concern, and him walking away from his behavioral health treatment. That's why I was real specific about asking him about that. I know we don't have control over which program he might be recommended to, if that's the direction we went in, but it is a very important issue. Any further input from fellow board members?
You know, I think, Mr. Chairman, I think that I do sympathize with Mr. Wagner's situation. Adding the drug issue, he really suitable at this time for community supervision or parole. This has one board member. I'm not convinced yet, but I am prepared to continue to listen to my other distinguished colleagues and all of their brain power.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I can't say that I feel much differently. I think it's, as always, I think it's just it's important to have the dialogue and look at the different angles. Mr. Neal?
Out for a year beforehand, these problems are not for close to a year. I didn't really have any problem that he did the relapse, so with some real strict additional conditions, I would be objectionable putting him back out, because he had an assaulting behavior problem in the past, but during that year he didn't get the death. Not when he did get in trouble or anything. He hasn't, displayed that in any manner that the PO or the police have noticed. So the safety to the community, I think that with some strict conditions, he would probably be okay out there.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, unless there's further discussion. I'm going to move to return Mr. Wagner to community supervision based on continued supervision, based on the same conditions and some amended conditions with a very strong emphasis on recommend placement and successful completion of a program that offers both substance abuse treatment and mental health treatment. Must enter and successfully complete a treatment program that offers, again, substance abuse, mental health treatment, or treatment at the parole officer's discretion, as we do not control that. Participate in a mental health treatment plan and take medications as prescribed, if warranted. And a strong emphasis that the parole officer start revocation upon the first positive, diluted, missed, or unsuitable for testing, unexcused UA. And that's with a pretty strong concern that he had a relapse of methamphetamine while he was on community supervision. As the panel chairman, again, we're going to vote on this, but I personally had to really balance this one out between how long he had been out, his behavior up to the relapse and his recognition that he does need behavioral health treatment. Does any board member have any other amended conditions before I put it up? Then I will again make a motion to continue on supervision under the same conditions and the amended conditions as stated, recommend placement and successful completion of program that offers substance abuse treatment, mental health treatment, must enter and successfully complete treatment program that offers substance abuse treatment and mental health treatment or treatment program at parole officer's discretion, participate in mental health treatment plan and take medications as prescribed, and for the parole officer to start revocation process upon the first positive diluted miss unsuitable for testing unexcused UA, and that is my motion.
I'll second.
Agree?
I want to disagree.
Understood. Mr. Wagner, did you understand the conditions?
Yes, sir.
We are returning you to community supervision. You can hear the concern in us, so
thank you for being
please, please take full advantage of this opportunity. We do not want to see you before this court again for a violation.
I'm a success story. Yes, sir.
Well, that's what we're hoping for, and we do wish you success in your community supervision. Do keep in mind, I mean, being warned, as I stated, you have pretty close to 9 months of community supervision left, so please focus. We voted, but did you say you had support out there?
Yes, I have my family, but we need to have some kind of family reunification therapy or something so we learn to understand each other again, because all the time we became strangers.
Okay, well, please work on that. I'm glad that you have family, and again, we wish you success in community supervision, and
thank you.
Please take full advantage of this.
Thank you very
much. This concludes your hearing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.